it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this edition of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks once again for your company. Two things on the agenda for today. Firstly, we're going to hear from Emma Bennison about some more upcoming teleconferences which BCA is hosting. Some people will have seen an email recently from Lauren Henley on the BCAL email list about audio description on television. I'm of the understanding, Emma, that there are some teleconferences to be held regarding audio description.
Yes, Vaughan, that's right. There are two teleconferences being held over the next couple of weeks, and I'll give you the dates and times in a moment. But the purpose of the teleconferences are to brief members on the government's broadcast reform agenda, which we've been talking about for the past few weeks. Also to talk about the government's new audio description working group, which met for the first time last week. We would like to also let people know what we've been doing. As you said, you've already mentioned some of what we've been doing on this program in terms of advocating for audio description, and also talk about how you could get involved in lobbying for audio description on Australian television. And of course, we're all happy to answer any questions that you have about audio description and the campaigns that we're currently involved in. So the dates and times for the teleconferences are Monday the 24th of July from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the second one is on Wednesday the 26th of July from 11 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to register, you need to register to join. You can contact the office, and the toll-free number is 1-800-033-660, or you can email us at bca@bca.org.au.
Given the fact that organisations such as Netflix have audio description on a lot of their content, do you have any anecdotal evidence to suggest that lots of blind people are migrating to Netflix for their television viewing?
I don't have any evidence, but I would certainly suggest, just from what I've heard from people that I've spoken to, that lots of people are. I think the challenge that we still face, and in fact I just heard today of a case study of someone who's living in a regional community, regional area, who is struggling to get even enough of a decent download speed to actually access online services such as Netflix. And of course, there are so many older people who are not internet savvy who still deserve to have the same access to audio description as the rest of us. So whilst online services are fantastic, I'm a huge fan of Netflix myself, I am very, very cognizant of the fact that they are only one part of the story, and any attempt by broadcasters to try to say that online services are in any way a replacement for audio description on free-to-air television is just not going to fly as far as BCA is concerned, given that the great majority of our members are over the age of 65.
In the context of the way these things work, are you able to give us any information as to where the working party is at and what happened at the meeting?
Only to say that they've had their first meeting, as I said, and, I think that it's going to be interesting to see where the process goes. Certainly we've been advised that this is not going to be, a token gesture, that there is a real appetite on the part of the minister to release a report that actually, has teeth and actually makes recommendations that are substantial. But, the proof will be in the pudding, I guess, so we just have to wait and see.
And what's the time frame?
By the end of the year.
Let's hope it's by the next federal election. Emma, thanks very much for joining us on the program.
Thanks for having me, Vaughan.
So if you'd like to register for those teleconferences, the number again is 1-800-033-660 or email bca@bca.org.au. Those details again at the end of the program. Moving on now to a further teleconference. You'll remember we mentioned last week that there's a teleconference teleconference coming up in Tasmania on the 13th of July. I'm joined today by Doug McGinn, who is the host of that teleconference, to find out more about it. Doug, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you very much, Vaughan.
Why don't you tell us about yourself?
Vaughan, well, I've pretty well worked in the same position at the University of Tasmania for the last 25 years. There's not many people like myself that have worked at the same job for that amount of time, and yet I do find the job very, very interesting. I'm a disability advisor or a disability liaison officer. I work primarily with students with all types of disabilities, permanent and temporary, working with them at the university to ensure that their disability or long-term health condition doesn't impact upon their access to education. Obviously, there is a small amount of students with vision impairment, but there are up to 1,000 students at the University of Tasmania at any one time with a disclosed disability. A lot of students with mental health situations, learning disabilities, musculoskeletal, and certainly an amount of blind and or deaf students as well. So we have quite a high disclosure rate for a smaller institution. We are classified as a rural institution because, coming from a smaller space, from a lower socioeconomic background. But I think we do provide a very good service, and certainly some of the services that we provide, other institutions on the mainland have certainly taken on board our processes and procedures. So although we are a smaller institution, we are a bit of a leader in some of our processes, yes.
Now, Doug, you're no stranger to BCA, having been involved for some years.
Yes, I did have a bit of a dabble on the board about 20 years ago. Also been involved with guide dogs down here in Tasmania. So I certainly do understand the efforts of people who do volunteer their time to participate in boards of management and committees and organisations such as BCA, and I do understand the amount of time that it does take for people to assist in such areas. Yes, Vaughan?
Coming up very shortly, Tasmania will be holding a BCA-related teleconference.
Yeah, we've held one session in Hobart. Tasmania's a funny place. It's got half of its population in Hobart. We're only talking about a smallish state, 500,000 people, but it still leaves half the state quite separated to the main city, and public transport is horrible in Tasmania, and certainly the few members of the committee thought that it would be most efficient, most effective to try and get as many people on board via a telephone hookup, and we're hoping to get 20, 25 people on the phone. We had a really good session first off, where we had about 20 people who gathered in person, and now we're looking at trying to bring together some of those more isolated areas of the northeast, the northwest. As I mentioned before, without a good public transport system, it's just not possible for people to make a day trip into the bigger cities, for example. So I think this will allow people to link in for an hour or two, and be able to sort of talk about what some of their common or separate issues are.
Are there particular issues that are endemic to Tasmania that you mightn't find elsewhere in the country?
Well, I know public transport obviously is one that will be foremost. As an example, getting between the two major cities in Tasmania, we have one bus company and that's it. Yeah, there's no options of train, for example, as some of the other bigger cities have. And it does really sort of lock you into certain times only, and that's it. Adaptive technology, I think that is certainly an issue, because we are a smaller population, and people just don't have that option of linking in with professionals who can provide adaptive technology training. And obviously just purely mentoring, getting to meet other people with vision impairment. In Hobart and in Launceston, the two major populations, yes, there are groups of people that meet regularly, but in the smaller, less populated areas, I really believe it is more difficult for some of those people to meet with like-minded people and talk about common issues, yes.
There's no Blind Citizens Australia branch in Tasmania, as I understand it, at present. Is this something you're looking at for the future?
Yes, definitely, Vaughan, and certainly the fact that you know, yourself and Emma have moved to Hobart recently have sort of catalysed five or six of us to become a little bit motivated. We certainly did have a branch some years ago, and a few people certainly worked very hard to try and keep that afloat. But I think being a little bit more being re-energised now will allow us to certainly look at a branch within the next 6 to 12 months. But we don't want it to be Hobart centric. We do want the north, the northwest, northeast to have an equal share in the decision making process to try and get such a branch up and going. And I really do believe that it will be a benefit. We are a state with a single service blindness organisation. Used to be Guide Dogs and is now Visibility. And certainly that organisation has provided good services throughout the years, but I think with a BCA branch on board, it can certainly improve the services and obviously improve the advocacy options for Tasmanians who are vision impaired or blind.
Why don't you tell us about the conference and how people can register their interest?
Yes, we're looking at a telephone hookup Thursday the 13th of July at 7:30 p.m. We're hoping that people will register interest beforehand, and they will need to contact Jan Miller, who's one of our very enthusiastic members down here, and her phone number is 0438 012 552. Certainly, if they can contact Jan in the next week or so, preferably before next Tuesday, and we can certainly then, Jan will provide the phone-in details for that conference call. And we're hoping to have, like I said, 20, 25 people on board and be able to give people an opportunity to just talk about what are the major issues that are affecting them as local Tasmanians who are blind or vision impaired, yes.
Doug, thanks very much for joining us.
Vaughan, thank you very much for your time.
And don't forget, if you'd like to register for that teleconference, which will be held on Thursday the 13th of July, you need to ring Jan on 0438 012 552. That number again, 0438 012 552. Alternatively, ring the office. And of course, as you know by now, Blind Citizens Australia can be contacted by calling 1-800-033-660 from anywhere in Australia, 1-800-033-660. Not only can you register for the Tasmanian teleconference, but you can register for the audio description teleconferences, which we heard about just a few minutes ago, and call the office if you're interested in attending those teleconferences. If you prefer to do so by email, you can email bca@bca.org.au, bca@bca.org.au. And if you'd like any information about Blind Citizens Australia, its offerings, its policies, or anything that's happening in the blindness community, then have a look at the website, www.bca.org.au. There's also information there to be had about how to donate to the organisation. Blind Citizens Australia relies heavily on donations from the community, so if you'd like to donate, have a look at the website, and that will inform you as to how you might go about that. If you have any ideas for the program or features that you'd particularly like to hear on the program, then you can email me, new.horizons@bca.org.au. That's new.horizons@bca.org.au. And I'll be back again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.